we're on our way back on track. We're not there yet. We've got a ways to go. For you know, the first couple of seasons were very we had a very mature, experienced sort of team. In fact, only Denver won more games than we did in the first couple of years. But then after that, we it was a difficult thing after losing Steve Young. But it wasn't just losing Steve. We lost 30 veteran players that on that team that off season, and 30 more the next year, and it was just impossible for us to keep this team together. And so we had to start, not start over, but you know, we still have a handful of good veterans that had been here for a while. But the youth movement has begun, so the faster we can let these guys play and gain experience, the sooner we'll be back in the playoff chase. But it's been a challenge. It's been fun. It's been difficult. You go through all the emotions. But believe me, the organization is in good shape. We've got a front office that is very good in acquiring new talent and drafting new players here. And so that's where we are in this little bit of a journey to build this thing back. I think we're going to get it built back sooner than most people think.
You know, Steve, I wonder if it worked against you a bit how great the 49ers were, because it's kind of like the Yankees. You got to win every year. You didn't have the luxury of saying, all right, we got a little old. We had some, you know, some front office things we had to deal with. Let's just kind of start from scratch and get young again. And it seems like you guys have kind of made that decision. I know, you know, letting a Jerry Rice go can't be an easy decision, but those are the things I guess you have to do if you're going to kind of rebuild.
Well, we really didn't have a choice because, you know, the team is getting younger and the coach is getting older. Real fast. But, you know, we had no choice. The salary cap situation really dictated all of that. It was inevitable that we were going to have to start letting these veteran guys go even before their time was up. I would love to have kept them for another 5 years, but that just wasn't in the cards. So it's time to regroup and add some new talent and create some new 49ers superstars, and I think we're headed in that direction. Some of these kids will be household names before it's all through, and so that's why we're excited for the season, because we're gonna find out how far we've come over the last couple of years.